The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy Labor Day. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, associate, assistant, supporter, partner, Pat Devaney.
Oh, good morning. I didn't know I had so many titles.
And you're my fellow realtor.
Yes, I am.
And today with us as a special guest, we have Alan Hedkowski, the Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
We're doing well, Alan. Thanks for being here with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank you for the opportunity to let me share a few minutes with you guys and just talk about our board a little bit.
Great. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has a lot of experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years. During the week, please feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
You can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. You can view our listings or search the MLS or listen to archived radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, Alan Hedkowski, Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. How are you again?
Good, Jackie. How are you?
Good, thanks. Give me a little bit of background, your history, how long you've been the CEO of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors.
I've been the CEO for the past 10 years. I came in around 2001, and I have a background in industrial commercial real estate along with some other things I've done along the pathway, but I've enjoyed my time here as the CEO of the board.
You've been there for a while, and before that you were the
executive director of the Lackawanna County Medical Society, and then prior to that I spent 10 years with Call Can Do in Hazleton, which is the Community Area New Development Organization. It's an industrial development corporation similar to SLIPCO, where I've had the opportunity to deal with a lot of industrial real estate.
In addition to that, I know that you're involved with some community colleges. You are an instructor, teacher.
I was on staff. I was an adjunct faculty member at Misericordia University for 10 years also.
Okay, great. So you have a well-rounded background and even a police officer at one time,
right? At one time, I served as a police officer outside of Bethlehem, and I was a paramedic and a fireman, not to the point of with Pat. But yes, I spent about 8 or 9 years as a certified paramedic and a policeman, and some people say, you know, I lived out my childhood fantasies.
All right, good for you. Okay, Alan, for today's purposes, and I'm going to refer to the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors as the GSBR, so I'll go back and forth there. What is the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors?
The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors is a professional trade organization for real estate professionals. The board is affiliated with the National Association of Realtors and the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. The National Association was actually formed in 1908. It came together to work with real estate professionals, especially in the area of ethics. At the time it was formed, the real estate market was kind of crazy. When we're dealing with things like exploitation and things like that. So they came together in 1908 to form the National Association of Realtors. It was made up of, it was started in Chicago, and it came together with the state organization and so several local boards, and it really came together to bring sanity to the real estate market.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So as a realtor, I belong to the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. And when I belong to the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, then I also belong to the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors.
That's right. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors is the local affiliate where much of the things go on, where the many of the items that we deal with in every day. We also include the MLS as part of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. So everybody, they're a member of the National Association, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, and the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors.
Is every realtor a member of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors?
All real estate agents are not realtors. To be a realtor, your firm has to be a member of the association. There are other people that are real estate professionals, salespeople, that are not members. It's not mandatory by any state or federal law. It can't be. But a realtor is someone who has membership in the board of realtors.
So a real estate agent is not necessarily a realtor.
That's correct. In order to be a realtor, you must be a member of a local board, such as the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, who then have agreements that they are also members of the state and national organization.
Okay. So that's important, because I know there's a lot of, not so much in our area, but there are areas that do have realtors and real estate agents, and there's a big difference.
Our area, if you look at market penetration, most of the real estate firms in our coverage area, of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, which was formed in 1927 and covers Lackawanna County, Wyoming County, and Susquehanna County, most of the real estate professionals, the salespeople, are members of the board.
Okay, good. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that don't pronounce realtor correctly. Do you often hear somebody say realtor?
We do. And it's important that we stress in our members and our orientation that the correct pronunciation is realtors, not realtors. There's some presentations, it's kind of a funny joke that, well, he thinks it's funny, I guess, that when he presents it, that would you call it a docator or doctor? So it's something like that. So the proper pronunciation is realtor.
I know that gets you going as well as
it gets. At times.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do share that with our members.
Okay, so what is a realtor?
A realtor is someone that subscribes to what we call the Code of Ethics. The Code of Ethics was established in 1913 by the National Association of Realtors. And what we want to make sure is that people that become members of the realtor family are orientated into the Code of Ethics. And it's important that they follow the rules. The basic purpose of that is to protect the public. We want to make sure that the dealings that realtors have with the public are ethical and to do their best to serve their clients and customers.
All right, so this code of ethics that we have that governs the way we do the things we do and the rules that we have to adhere to, they're not only helping us work with the public and the public working with us, but they're also rules that govern how we interact and what we do with one another, correct?
Actually, if you look at the code of ethics, there are 17 articles of the code of ethics, and they're broken into three sections: duties to clients and customers, duties to the public, and duties to other realtors. The most important part of that, of course, is the number one, duties to clients and customers.
So a lot of times, I'm sure you must, because you are the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, you must field a lot of calls regarding our code of ethics.
We do. We get a lot of calls from the general public and also from other realtors stating that they felt that they have not been treated very well. When it started, the Realtors Code of Ethics is based on the concept of let the public be served. This is a central concept of protection of the public, is one of the foundations, as I said, of the articles of the code. And the National Associations, by the way, was one of the first business groups, trade organizations, to adopt a code of ethics. And I can share with you that I've worked with four other trade associations or professional organizations, and I have a lot of interaction with others. And I will say we probably have the most stringent code of ethics of any of the other groups, and the enforcement of the code of ethics with our members is probably the strongest of any other trade group that I have seen.
And you would know that.
I would.
Because of your experience and where you've come from.
Yeah, my professional background, not only when you're a staff member of a realtor organization, we have to know the industry of real estate, but we also have to be aware of association management and working with other organizations. So I've had that opportunity, and I've seen it, as I said, the processes that we follow are one of the most stringent as set down by the National Association of Realtors.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Alan Hutkowski, the Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. And we're talking about realtors, the Code of Ethics, National Association of Realtors, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, and our local association. And one of the things that I'm proud to report as a member of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, not only are you, our CEO, heavily involved, but a lot of our members are very involved on the state level and the national level. And you go to Harrisburg every quarter, you're very involved with the meetings and the National Association of Realtors conferences, and we go there, we travel far, and we are always up to date on the issues that affect real estate, realtors, and our organization.
It is a voluntary organization. The members, although they pay their dues, but the leadership are all volunteer. Jackie is a past president of the board, has been very aware, and she was very active, serving as a state director of the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, and she had the opportunity to attend several national meetings. And we also have coming up Kim Skamanik, who is a member of our board, a past president, is in line to become president of the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors within the next several years.
Right, and I applaud her and her duties and her volunteer work, because she goes a lot of different places throughout the state, and she's very involved also with National Association of
Realtors. She serves as the director with the National Association of Realtors. She's away a lot of time from her family and the business for the real estate industry.
Well, it makes her a well-rounded person, too. And in terms of volunteer, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into that, but there's nothing like the knowledge one gains when they're in tune with what's going on in the state and the national levels. And we're going to be headed towards a break, but before we do, we'd like to review a listing, Pat.
Yes, I have a listing. It's 369 Upper Powderly Street in Carbondale. It's 3-bedroom, 1-bath for only $34,900. Yeah, that's right. Jessica's looking at me. It's $34,900. If you're looking to build or if you want to renovate, this is perfect for you. It's a great location. It's got wonderful views from a corner lot. The nice views are from the front porch. Beautiful land, a one-car garage, and a new roof. The taxes are only $724.
Wow.
That's cheap. Once again, it's 369 Upper Powderly Street in Carbondale. 3 bedrooms, 1 bath for only $34,900, and it's listed by Sarah Weiss.
Great. Thank you so much, Pat. And if you ever get a chance, you want to go to jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. You can listen to all our past shows. We have them up there. And by one click, you're there. JRUDDY.com. JRUDDY.com. It's time for a short break. We will be back in just moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting the power of the internet, they'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy, broker owner in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Alan Hetkowski, Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's again a pleasure to be here with you.
Before the break, we were discussing realtors, who's a realtor, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors and the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. And we're talking about the Code of Ethics, which governs the activities of a realtor. And we were going to, Pat, you, I think, on the break, had a question.
Yeah, I had a question. If, as a realtor, how do you enforce the Code of Ethics? If I feel somebody has not done the right thing by me, what do I do?
First of all, I want to state that we are not a governmental body, so that has to be important. Like, sometimes I get a call at the office, they'll say, oh, this realtor, this real estate person did something to me, and I want his license revoked, and I want you to take it away. We can't do that. There's two ways a complaint could be filed against a real estate professional. One is with the State the Department of State in Harrisburg, or through the local association. When someone signs on as a realtor, they subscribe to follow the Code of Ethics. As I said earlier, the Code of Ethics has 17 articles. 16 of those deal with the ethical behavior as a professional. If someone feels that a realtor has gone against the Code of Ethics, they can file a complaint. They have violated the Code of Ethics. They could file a complaint by calling our office. Again, whether it be a member of the general public or another realtor, what they would do is they call in and I talk to the individual, and if it seems that it's within the realm of the Code of Ethics, we would send them a packet of information where they could file a complaint against the realtor. At that point, the complaint is filed with the board, and we call together what we call our grievance committee. The grievance committee is a group of peers that will review the complaint and determine if it has relevance or legitimacy. It's kind of like on Law and Order, if you look at the grand jury. If you take it at face value, all they look at, if this is true, it would be a violation of the Code of Ethics. If it is, then it's sent to a hearing panel called the Professional Standards Committee, where it's a group of three members, peers, such as a jury, that will hear evidence. It's kind of like a quasi-judicial process where you have the defendant and you have the plaintiff, and they go at each other. Each side has the opportunity to
present
their case and both sides, and at the end this group comes up with a verdict, if you would be. And in the case, it's interesting because we have to follow it very closely because we've been to court several times, and in each case, not only locally but nationally, the outcomes have been held up. During the hearing, I'd like to mention that we also have our general counsel, a lawyer, and a court stenographer, a court reporter, to make sure everything is in line, that if there's ever a question, we could come back if either side wanted to appeal.
Okay. All right. So in specific, what I was thinking of in specific, say the realtor put his own interest before my interest. Say I'm the seller of the house, and he put his interest in front of mine. So that's what I would do. I would initiate it with you guys.
That would be one aspect that you could file a complaint against the realtor. Sure, that we would take it and it would go to that. If he did violate some of the articles of the Code of Ethics, they would be there could be sanctions against him for anything from a letter of reprimand to suspension or expulsion from the organization.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, my experience, I've been involved with the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors for a long time. I've noticed that more often than not, it's usually realtor against realtor.
Generally, the complaints are filed by realtors against realtors because they're the ones that deal with them the most. And a lot of times, the general public may not want to get involved. But the last hearing we had was from a member of the general public, and the realtor was found in violation.
Okay. Well, it is good to know that this is in place and that we have to adhere to a code of ethics as a realtor. And one of the things that I like to talk about, too, is that, you know, regarding our licenses, we have to renew our licenses every 2 years. And along with the renewal of that license, we have to take 14 hours of continuing education every 2 years. In addition to that, we have to also go for 4 hours of ethic.
One of the important parts of being a realtor, I think it was about, it must be 12 years now, that the National Association of Realtors felt that the ethics are a very important aspect of the profession. So they now require what they call quadrennial ethics training. Every 4 years, the realtors have to go back and take a refresher on the ethics. In addition, during orientation, because when someone joins the Board of Realtors, they're required to go through a full-day orientation that brings them in, that shares with them the code of ethics, the training that goes with that, and also other aspects of the profession that it's important for them. When you talk about continuing ed, I just wanted to mention that the board is very education-oriented for its members. About 6 years ago, it was decided that we would make an application to the state for our own real estate school. At that time, we were granted a license as the Northeastern Pennsylvania Realtors Academy, and we are licensed by the State Department of State Real Estate Commission to provide continuing education training and pre-license training, along with the training for appraisers and other real estate professionals.
Yes, I know. It's very important, our continuing education. I know that that's one of the things that you always emphasized as the CEO of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. You really felt that education was very important for our members, and there's been a lot of emphasis placed on education, which I always say, for me, I just love to learn and I love to continue accelerating in that area. I believe in designations and furthering my education.
And that's an important thing that we should mention too, that you'll sometimes see designation letters after realtors. The National Association is very involved in education. We do provide many designations which assist the realtors in their specialty within the profession.
And that's good to know. So recently I read an article about PAR and Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. They put out to their members a survey, and you know, a lot of people that are realtors that belong to a local association and thus belong to Pennsylvania Association of Realtors find that there's a lot of value and being that member of PAR, Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. 59% of those members that were surveyed indicated that providing standard forms was very important to them and their business and their day-to-day practice as a realtor.
Each level within the organization, the National Association, the Pennsylvania Association, and the local association have their niche on things that they offer. I think one of the most important things that are offered are the standard forms, and they spend hours developing these. And what's interesting is not only are the forms used by the realtors themselves, but they're also used by lawyers because of the quality that they're put out. The forms are developed by realtors with the assistance of attorneys, and they're widely used in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I think they're the most widely used real estate legal instrument or real estate document. There's many documents that are provided by the standard forms, and I think they're the most widely used in Pennsylvania.
Well, when I was involved with the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, when I was president of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, when I would go to Harrisburg, I would sit in on the forms committee, and I was truly fascinated by what went on in that room, and I loved being a part of it and having a say as to how the forms would look and be and what they would say.
Our president-elect, Peter LaMadre, is now a member of the Standard Forms Committee. And it's interesting, as the gas lease situation develops, he has now, I think he's heading a task force, or he's very active in developing a special form to deal with the kind of problems or things that we will be with standard forms in the gas leases.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Alan Hickowski, Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. And we're talking about all these forms that we use as realtors, and they're standard forms from the state, and they are drafted by attorneys and fellow realtors from across the state. Our agreement of sale is 20 pages long. Our listing contract is 5 pages long. Our seller's disclosure is 6 pages long. And we have all these various addendums. But what it does is they're templates. And what we are able to do as realtors is to use these forms in order to protect the public, our buyers, our sellers. And they're well thought out, and they're fantastic forms to use.
You know, there's a high percentage of transaction that eventually use a realtor because of the complexity of the sales. And I think it's important to note that somebody said, oh, I'm just going to sell my house all by myself. But when they get in the process, I think there's great frustration that's involved with trying to do something by yourself. I always recommend the use of a realtor, a real estate professional, because of the processes that they have to go into, the filling out of all these forms. People do not realize how much trouble they could get into by not properly filling out the property seller's disclosure. Because if there's a problem later on that they didn't disclose something, they could be into some either legal or financial issues by not disclosing a problem with the property.
Well, even as a realtor, I mean, we're often when we are in a seminar with Attorney Jim Goldsmith, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors Council, he often says, never engage in the unauthorized practice of law. And when you start writing your own forms, which we don't have to do because we have a library of forms, because Pennsylvania Association of Realtors has every form available to us, and we get that as a member, we don't have to engage in the unauthorized practice of law.
No, because when you write a contract, that's a legal document, and it's important that you follow the processes for the legal part of the transaction. This way, as a realtor, they have those instruments right there.
I want to just say on a lighter note, Alan, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but recently there was an article in the Daily Real Estate News, and you'll find this very interesting, as did I. The ForSaleByOwner.com founder had to use an agent to sell his home.
He used a realtor to sell his home.
Okay.
That is correct, because he tried doing it and it wasn't working. People weren't coming to see. But by the use of the tools that we have, like the multi-list system, he was able to sell his home in a relatively short time.
Yeah, I think he had it. He had it was a condo unit. He had it on the market for like 6 months. He couldn't sell it on his own.
No, he couldn't put a sign in the yard and then it didn't pull up with a bag full of money?
Yeah, the ForSaleByOwner.com founder had to use a realtor to sell his home. I think that's great. That's priceless. It's good for us, right?
Well, that's the importance of a realtor and the professionalism that they show and the skills that they have as a real estate professional and realtor.
Agreed, Alan. Thanks so much for being here with us today. I have to ask you to come back next week if you can, please, because we didn't get through everything I wanted to talk about.
I'd be happy to be here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Before we close, can we review a listing?
Yes,
pack?
I have a home. This is a fantastic top-of-the-line home in Troop. It's 402 Varsity Drive. It has 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. No expense was spared in the construction of this home. It has marble and hardwood floors, real crystal and custom lighting, marble countertops, stainless steel appliances. Oh, I see eyes opening up looking around here. In-ground heated pool, all on a corner lot in the Schoolside Estates in Troop. This house is practically brand new. It was built in 2008. That's 402 Varsity Drive in Troop. For $389,900, this is a beautiful home.
Where is it located?
402 Varsity Drive in Troop.
Thank you. Okay, it's a great home. Sarah Weiss is the listing agent on that. And my tip of the day before we close, schedule your furnace maintenance now and beat the October rush. You'll be snug and warm that first cold night. I know, I can't even think about winter. Don't even want to think about it. But if you do it now, you won't be pressed later. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy Labor Day. Have a safe and phenomenal weekend. If you have any questions during the week,
you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
View our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, JRUDDY.com.
I hope everybody has a great Labor Day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.